hand up, sir? Pardon me? I don't think so.
Anybody can speak.
Come up there right now.
You can speak at the end.
Of course, we got one sitting up here too. My name is Stan Kramer, and I'm gonna tell you what. It just boggles my mind that the town of Milton could be so dumb. They had the biggest opportunity to have the world by the tail, and they squeezed it too hard, and it broke off.
Mr. Kramer, we always enjoy your remarks.
But that's all right. We got all night. We've been here all night, so you might as well plan on staying here for a while, because I ain't done. When I get done, I'll walk back that door, and then I'm going home. Please. Then you can still keep on talking, because my clock goes off at 4 o'clock. I still get up, whether I go to bed at midnight or 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, I get up.
We don't need your personal habits. Come on.
Are you on overtime?
I'm on overtime.
All right, let's go. You're expensive.
And it's like this here. Now, that guy brought in one of the best projects I've ever seen. There's only one thing really truly wrong with it. It ain't high enough density. And why not? Of course, you're going to laugh because you're going to vote against it. I can tell you that right now. If 10 houses come in here, you'd be voting against it. That's your whole problem.
If you were living in one, yes, I would.
Yeah, I know you would. You'd probably run me out of the county if you had to have a chance.
I'm working on it.
Because you wouldn't never allow me to come up here if you had to have a chance either.
Could you address the merits of the project, sir?
The merits of the project, like I said, it ain't high enough density. Why not? Because for the simple, stupid reason, I think there's 2,700 acres involved, ain't it? Huh?
I think the guy said 25.
It doesn't matter. It boils down to it. That equals out to 1.5 per acre, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, yes, it does. But no, it's concentrated, so the rest of it is left open. Well, you could have still concentrated and still doubled the production and added a few more to it, made it a little higher, whatever. But no, can't do that because it makes sense. But you ain't got none. Thank you.
Did you hire him, Mr. Pardee? Is he part of your staff? If he is, you better not come back to Sussex.
We have an opening. We're going to explore that.
Take him back with you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Bring him on.
Looks like a long one.
No, it won't be, I promise. It's late. My name is Josiah Walkett. I'm an attorney with Conley Bove Lodge and Huts, 1007 North Orange Street.
What was your name again?
Last name.
First name is Josiah, Josiah.
Can we call you Joe?
Yes, that's fine. Walkett, Wolcott.
And Mr. President, if I may, I'd like to hand up some packets to the council.
Could you tell us who you represent, sir?
Oh, I represent the town of Milton. I'm sorry. Could I hand up these?
Sure. We'll pass them out for you.
Okay. There's five in there.
I know you asked for a name.
Go ahead, sir.
I'll be brief. I'm here on behalf of the town of Milton to lodge an objection.
Always worries me when a lawyer says he'll be brief.
No, I will be. I have a long drive ahead of me. Yes?
A packet, right?
Each folder is a packet.
Okay.
I'm here on behalf of the town of Milton to, on the record, present an objection specifically maybe to conditional use permit 1724, which involves the wastewater treatment plant. There have been representations made tonight that Artesian will be providing wastewater service to the project. I have a map.
And the map is included within that packet. This is a map that was provided to the Public Service Commission in September 2004. And what it depicts is the town of Milton's existing wastewater service territory.
And under the statute that gives the Public Service Commission the jurisdiction to regulate wastewater utilities, each municipality was required to provide a description at that time of their existing service territory for wastewater. And that, the bold line right here, the outside line, is the town of Milton's existing service territory for wastewater, as depicted in October 2004, required by the statute. Our objection is fairly simple. It's that Artesian, to provide wastewater service to that territory, must obtain the consent of the town of Milton. And that's in the statute, which is also in your packet. It's 26 Delaware Code, Section 203, capital D, subsection B. And that provides that any public utility that wants to provide wastewater service before they apply for a certificate of public convenience and necessity must obtain the consent of the municipality. And this has all been, right now Artesian has two applications for a CPCN in front of the Public Service Commission. We have already briefed that issue. It's before the staff commission, and our argument is in that packet as well. So very simply, there have been representations made tonight. Can you hear me?
Better now.
Sure. Okay. There have been representations made tonight that Artesian will supply wastewater service to this project, which, as the map depicts, is within the wastewater service territory of the town of Milton. So the town of Milton has authorized me to put on record the objection tonight, and this will all be considered by the Public Service Commission.
When are they expected to make a ruling?
I think Artesian made their applications in January. They just made one February 6th. We submitted our brief last Friday, whatever that date is, February 9th. So there's no hearing date set. I'm sure Artesian will submit an answer to our brief. So it could be whenever the staff determines that a hearing date is necessary, they'll schedule one.
You're not opposing the next application, the one dealing with the scattered sites for spray irrigation, just the plant location?
Yeah, mainly just the plant location. We, for right now, that's our main objection tonight. And also, I've been authorized by the town to represent to the council tonight that they have already voted, that the town council has already voted on and approved privatizing the wastewater utility service within the town's existing wastewater service territory. And they've already engaged in contract negotiations with Tidewater. And when that day and when that time arises, they will be able to provide the wastewater service to that territory, to the entire wastewater service territory as is depicted in that map. And also, finally, there was a representation made tonight that this plan, I can't remember the exact language, but satisfactorily addresses each of the plus review comments submitted. And I want to read the one that was submitted by the Public Service Commission. And they say, is tab 20, about halfway in.
Tab
20.
Page?
It doesn't have a page on it.
Tab 24?
Tab 20.
Tab 20.
20?
20.
And I'll just read it verbatim. It says, the project is located in an area the town of Milton has designated as its existing service territory pursuant to 26 Del Code Section 203, capital D, subsection B, the statute that I cited previously. And it says, further, in order for a private utility to provide wastewater services to the project, it would need approval from the town of Milton and seek a CPCN from the Public Service Commission. Artesian has already applied for the CPCN from the Public Service Commission, but it has failed to obtain the consent from the town of Milton. And that, for that simple fact, that's why the town of Milton objects to that, to the characterization that Artesian will provide wastewater services for the project. And if there's any questions you all have, I'll be happy to answer.
You're saying the town wants Tidewater to provide it.
Exactly. They're in contract negotiations right now with Tidewater.
Well, is it your view, Mr. Walcott, that if CU 1724 is approved, that somehow the county's approving who the supplier would be or the operator of that plant? Or are we just approving a land use which has nothing to do with who would operate it?
As part of their logistics, we're just...
I'm sorry. I might just be... putting the cart before the horse.
Well, you just want to go on record stating the
position. Yeah, I just want to go on record stating our position.
Our decision here on what you're specifically talking about is land use, and that will be logistically with the Public Service Commission mm-hmm. and the two utility companies.
It might not have any bearing. I was just putting in context for you all tonight.
We wouldn't be approving a specific company.
No, you would not. That is correct. That is very correct. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. I think I've covered everything. But... I just want to reiterate that the town will be able to provide the wastewater service to that area. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition to this any of these applications? Comments.
Hi, my name is Donna Gordon, 303 Chestnut Street in Milton. I went to the planning and zoning and the meetings of the town council concerning this project, and the overriding thing I got out of it was a fear that they could not handle something of the size and scope that this is, that they didn't have the expertise, that they would have to hire 18 extra police officers, that they didn't have the capabilities to do it. And that is one of my main objections to this whole thing. You're talking about 8,500 people. 2 weeks ago, it was 9,500 people. They lost 1,000 people somewhere, with basically no government, housing associations. Well, what happens if this project fails? That means the county has to take up the slack and has to provide the police service, has to provide the fire service, has to provide snow removal, trash pickup, and everything else. Something this size should be a city. New urbanism. Urbanism means it's a city, but they're not going to have a city. They're not going to have a real government. They're not going to have real ordinances that they have to pass. They're not going to have extra property taxes that people have to pay. And the people who already live here in Sussex County are going to have their taxes raised to subsidize all of these new incoming people. And I, for one, don't think that's right. Traffic is a real concern to me. I remember before the outlets were built that DelDOT said you didn't need service lanes behind the outlets because it would never get that busy in the summer. As of 3 years ago, DelDOT was saying Route 1 was only moderately clogged during the summer months. Now you're looking at 750 jobs in retail. That seems about the size to me of the workforce of the Route 1 outlets. And if you're having that much retail space, it's going to be a destination for people to go to. Route 16, the key road from the Bay Bridge to our Delaware shores is Route 16. It's one lane in each direction. It's already really clogged on the weekends. Try turning off of Mulberry Street onto Route 16 on a Saturday. You could sit there for a half hour. And you're going to add 8,500 more people plus the people in Isaac's Glen to this. You're looking at a future Route 1 problem right there on Route 16. It's in the making. Now, if I was one of those 8,500 people how would I get to the beach? I'll tell you how I'd do it. I'd go right down Mulberry Street to Atlantic Avenue, up Cave Neck Road. Then I'd turn on the road that goes to the dairy farm. I'd go behind the dairy farm. Then I'd go back to behind plantations to avoid Route 1. And 8,500 people are going to be doing that in the summer. So it's certainly going to affect the traffic in and around Milton. The people who come to you, they're always going to tell you that there are no drawbacks to their projects. They're trying to sell you something. But if something sounds too good to be true, the old adage says it probably is. And something the size and scope of this, without any drawbacks, it can't be possible. Nassau Grove down on Red Mill Pond, I'm sure they came to you and they said there was going to be no environmental impact for Nassau Grove. Well, DEMREC has been out there about 30 times and given them summons after summons after summons because they're polluting Red Mill Pond and killing it. And they give them summonses, but there is no teeth in the law. There's nothing that says if you don't comply with what you said you were going to do in the outset, that you're going to get in trouble, and we mean big trouble monetarily. And these things have to be looked at because, yeah, it sounds great, $4.4 million in property taxes. 2 weeks ago, it was $2.2 million. I wonder how they got an extra $2.2 million in 2 weeks. And the one-time transfer fee. But if you look at the added cost of roads surrounding, the added cost of school, the added cost of police, the added cost of fire, the county is starting out with a losing proposition. Thank you.
Ma'am, I have a question for you.
Do you have any questions? Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Everything you stated, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here tonight. The town of Milton would have accepted responsibility and annexed it.
I understand that. And the town of Milton felt that it was way too large a project. I'm not a representative of the town of Milton. I live in Milton. I go to the town meetings. And I got the feeling from sitting in those meetings that they were afraid of the size and scope of this project, that it could not be managed well.
But now they want to micromanage it. See, that's wrong, but that's my opinion. But go ahead.
You know, you said that the county's going to have to raise taxes to pay for all this new growth. When was the last time the county raised taxes?
I know the county hasn't raised taxes, but
why do you think we're going to have to raise them now after 17 years without having a tax increase?
Because sooner or later your infrastructure needs are going to be so large that you're not going to have a choice.
This past year we made $10.9 million more than we spent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I disagree with you that we're going to have to raise taxes to pay for infrastructure.
But they're paying for it.
Developers paying for it.
Are they going to be paying for widening Route 16 when that has to happen? Because it's going to have to happen.
Mr. Pardee say that the state's not paying for anything.
They're paying for all of it, Route 2. They have to. That's what DelDOT requires.
They have to pay for Route 16.
Guys, look, Town of Ocean View absorbed a big place called Bear Trap. And you know what? Town of Ocean View is broke. They're having trouble because they got to provide services. Everybody knows it's common knowledge that as a growing county, you have growing services and growing, and your taxes will eventually go up. She's right. They may not go up, Dale, while you're here and what we're here, but they are going to go up because we're growing. And growing counties have higher taxes.
Well, if we manage it well, they should not be going up.
Well, you've been able to manage it well, Dale, because we've had a lot of money coming in through transfer
taxes. Thank you, Mr. Cole. I appreciate your compliment.
Well, anyone else wish to speak in opposition?
I'm not any.
Three puppy dogs can do it. Mr. Dolan. Okay.
Keith Gordon, 303 Chestnut Street in Milton.
How do you spell your last name, sir?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay.
I've listened to the proposals here, and they sound absolutely wonderful. All I can say is that my wife and I, 9 years ago, we moved from Hoboken, New Jersey, and we moved to Milton, and the main reason we moved here is because it wasn't Hoboken, New Jersey. Now you are proposing to put 10,000 people in a field on Route 16, and you don't think there's going to be an impact. And as alleyways, I grew up in the East End of London, and we had alleyways there. And you know what? We had a cute little name for it. We called it a slum. That's what we called it. It's crazy. You know what happens to alleyways? Dogs defecate in them. Muggers hang out in them. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but they try to make it sound so pretty. And the views, yeah, sure, they're great views if there are no houses to... Were you going to stand on a ladder to see the views? It's ridiculous. Anyway, I just wanted to defend my wife and get my little two-penneth in, okay?
Yeah, I won't comment on that. All Thank right. you.
We understand that everybody who stands at that podium is trying to sell us their point of view, but no decision has been made on this project. Mr. Dolan.
My name is Brian Dolan. I live at 305 Chestnut Street in Milton. I just have two points in opposition I'd like to raise. And I would respectfully submit to all of you that given the magnitude of this project, which is 4.5 or 5 times the size of Milton, that you, given the PLUS process and the process you traditionally go through, you cannot adequately assess the costs of this project. And you cannot make an informed decision. So when you're exercising your discretion right now, if you use the process you traditionally use, your decision would be inherently arbitrary and capricious. I think you need to commission some sort of study to examine the true cost of this so you can make an informed decision of what you're about to approve. The second is tied into that. I believe that this project is totally out of character with the town of Milton. And if you look through those 28 tabs in that package you have, you're going to see throughout there the PLUS process has said you should consult, ideally the developer should consult with the town of Milton. I can sympathize for Mr. Lockwood and what he's gone through. Probably what occurred in front of the town of Milton, their decision on impact fees was, those decisions were probably arbitrary and capricious. And unfortunately, you're left with a package now before you where you have to, in effect, look out for the interests of Milton. One speaker up here earlier said, well, you know, Rehoboth has handled this and Rehoboth's a destination, and that's true. But Rehoboth is distinctly different. The shore is distinctly different from the rest of Sussex County. The shore is a destination because of the shore. The rest of Sussex County has a certain character, and that character is small towns. If you allow this type of project to go through like this, they talk in their package about the Milford, Georgetown, Lewis triad. What you're going to have is nothing but sprawl throughout that triad. You're going to totally change the characterization of these neighborhoods. If you look at the charts in their package, if you go down to the sections where they're showing the Ponder Cemetery right above that, there is a neighborhood they're proposing to build. And that neighborhood is directly contiguous to Milton, yet there is no integration of the streets. So it's not integrating a town. It's not making the area the same type of development it was, where you have flow-through traffic. It's creating an isolated neighborhood. There's no integration there. If you look at the major arteries on this project, you have 6 major arteries that are spilling into Route 16. You have 2 arteries spilling into Route 30, and 1 or 2 going into 5. What you're going to have is not an integration of Milton. You're going to have a separate body because those are major thoroughfares around the town. And that's going to prevent any interaction between Milton. It is unrealistic to expect when you have 3,700 vehicles pouring out on that highway, in addition to the other traffic, that you're going to have nice walkways up and down through these boulevards. What you're going to have is a lot of major traffic and no integration of the town. And unfortunately, their drawings seem to be the typical suburban type development. You put the commercial area in the center and it looks beautiful, it's wonderful, and then you surround it on the periphery by suburban development. Some of it's higher density, then you get into single detached homes. But that is out of character with what Milton has. Milton has small shops interspaced throughout the town. You have commercial interspaced with residential. That's the nature and character of Milton. If you approve this, you're having a radical departure. You're creating suburbia, and that's what you're going to have throughout the county. Thank you.
I have a question. one lawyer to another. You suggested that what the developer's telling us does not tell us the true costs. Can you provide any help to council in understanding what you suggest are the true costs that we don't know about?
I think you have, you're going to have feeder patterns with schools. You're going to have fire department costs. I know the fire department of Milton has indicated they can handle this development. I don't know how they arrived at that conclusion. I'm assuming that it was a rationally derived. But there's police protection. I don't know what the cost, whether what the cost of the county will be of that. I think Mrs. Gordon talked about widening the roads. You absolutely are going to have to change 16. I mean, you're creating a major commercial thoroughfare. That's going to be a cost. You're going. You have a preliminary approval from DelDOT for 214 homes, but they talk about even in the impact in the plus study. They talk about turnarounds. Concrete development that are not mentioned. There's discussion. The developer even had discussion in their proposal, I believe, or some of the impact of underpasses through 16, and then the plus review came back and said that's not feasible given the soil. There are multiple costs in and around Milton that are going to be factored into this that, you know, I'm not an urban planner, so I don't know, but I would suggest to you that somebody who is an urban planner needs to sit down and look at this and say these are what the costs are before you go approving something that's four or five times the size of the existing development. And I would hope that when you do that, that you know you integrate this development into what Milton looks like. Unfortunately, I think you're in a position of almost having to be a fiduciary for Milton since Milton has, in a way, punted on that. I mean, Milton has passed the buck, unfortunately, but if you want to maintain the character of Sussex County the way it is, you're obligated to try to preserve small towns, even if they're expanded small towns, but towns or small cities that have urban commercial zones interspersed without, instead of these large, dedicated, centrally located shopping areas. I think that's totally out of character. So I don't know what the entire costs are, but I would submit to all of you respectfully, you don't know either. And before you make an informed decision that's not arbitrary, I think you have to commission somebody to tell you what the real costs are.
Well, I know one that we heard just not long ago, Jim, was about if there's a need for police protection or something, there's a problem in there, the first responders will be the town of Milton will have to send their town police out, and that depending on how large this is and stuff, that could be very costly. So I don't know if there's any other services, but the towns, I think, are pretty much required to do that. If a call comes into the call board, they call the
state police are big.
Well, no, but it goes to the first people to go out, because at Bethany Beach, all these towns leave their town limits to go to respond to a lot of these
sometimes they do it on their own, sometimes they are asked for something.
Anyway, that's a cost.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Mr. Jones.
My name is Charles Jones. I currently hail from 127 Morris Avenue in Milton. I own a piece of property in downtown Milton, which is commercial. My family has owned that property since 1880. We're probably the longest standing family-owned business area there, and prior to that, we had business in another spot in right downtown. And for the last 20 or 30 years, I've been reading in the newspaper about how people want to revitalize the downtown area. And when I hear of this enormous commercialism that's being built, it's just going to kill the downtown area, as far as I'm concerned. And once this is built out, I don't know why anyone would have an economic interest in either the commercial or the residential areas of Milton, and whether or not the old Milton might even become a slum. I mean, I just think that this would be bad for the whole town. It's also going to pretty much kill a way of life for us Miltonians, and that's the reason why people move into this town. They spoke of the Ponder Graveyard. Well, that Ponder Graveyard is right there on a pond or lake in Milton, and when I grew up there, we were the only house beside that pond. I was the little Indian boy that grew up in that pond as a playground. It was just me in the woods in that pond. And now, across on the other side there, they're building 231 homes. And when our young ones go out in the boat now, if you get out of the boat soon, you're going to be trespassing after a while. And they're just, with the, you're turning a small town way of life, which people are coming here to seek, into a sprawled out suburbia that is not what people are moving here for. You're also destroying the way of life of the people that have lived here for a long time. Another thing that you might consider in by way of costs is that one of the things that was mentioned tonight was they said that a lot of the people that moved here would be retirees, and I presume that means older people, elderly and disabled individuals. It seems like I'm a social worker by trade, and I'm not here as a representative of the state or any county agency, but it seems like a lot of people that come here, not long after they get here, they want the government to help take care of them. And you guys say, well, what cost is this to you? I'm not real sure what the county does by way of care and services for the elderly and disabled. A lot of times when the elderly get to the point of need, houses are not counted as a resource. And the care for those type of individuals by way of aid services, Meals on Wheels, emergency response systems, and various services become a burden to the rest of us taxpayers. So yes, our taxes will go up. May not be county taxes, it may be state or federal or whoever does fund all that. But you can count on the fact that our taxes will go up. And some of the newcomers say, well, gee, your property taxes, your property value is going to go up. Well, isn't that wonderful? My property value is going to go up. Well, some of us people that have owned land, such as my family land that's, I said that one spot's been in the family since 1880. Well, if the property value of that goes up through the roof, how am I supposed to leave that to my son? How is my son, who was born, raised, educated, and works in Sussex County, going to pay for the inheritance tax to keep that property that's been in the family all that time? Or is he going to have to sell it out all because these newcomers are coming in here and driving things through the roof? So I want to go on the record as being opposed because it's destroying my way of life, possibly my son's way of life. It's going to drive our taxes up, and I just don't think it's good for the area.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition to this application?
My name is Brenda Sims. I live at 24485 Reynolds Pond Road. I have several concerns over this this development. Number one, we all know that Reynolds Pond Road right now is a little bit of a shortcut over to that area. It's a small road. We can't take all the traffic that's going to come in from Route 1 and out 5 and then over Reynolds Pond Road to get to Cedar Creek and to get into their development. And it seems to me they presented some very nice roadways inside of the development. But what about the surrounding roads? And not only 16, but what about the small little country roads like Reynolds Pond Road? And we're going to have to take the excess traffic coming over to that development. We have an awful lot of kids running around there. It's a lot of, they're still farming on that road. And what do? Widen all the roads that are going into this development? The other thing that I'm really concerned about is at the end of my road and Cedar Creek Road is evidently where they're going to do spray irrigation. I don't know enough about that to know whether or not that's even safe for my road. Is it safe for my wells? I understand that there's different types of spray irrigation, or not different types, but there's something where they can discharge directly into the ground as opposed to spraying. And spraying in warm weather can cause air pollution. Now, if this is true, I want to know all the facts. I'm living too close to this area, and I want to know exactly what's going to go in there. How much is it going to be filtered before it goes into this ground? It's not only going in there to give some irrigation to, or some fertilization to the farming areas. We live there. This is our residence also. And we're all on wells. And I want to know what is surrounding my well. And one other question I have, and that was at their final presentation up here, They said something about net benefits to the town of Milton. What net benefits? What can they tell us is going to benefit the town of Milton? So far, I've seen a lot of negatives. I haven't seen one benefit that it can bring into our town. So those are the questions I have, and I hope those are the questions you take into consideration before you make your decision.
I would suggest you maybe get a card from one of the guys from Artesian, if Randy or Rodney or one of them, call them tomorrow, and they can answer your questions about spray irrigation and tell you the benefits of it, or about deep well injection or whatever. You had some valid questions. Give them a call.
Thank you. I also want to check with other people outside of the people that are preparing to put it in.
You look at them, you might not trust them.
This is a start.
She didn't fall off a turnip truck, did you?
Thank you.
How do you spell your last name, ma'am?
Sims, S-I-M-S.
If you call Demrack, they'll certainly give you a scoop up, too.
They haven't proposed.
They won't call you back. Don't worry. Don't waste your call.
Yet, Finley.
Anyone else wish to be recognized to speak in opposition?
Oh, just the basics, okay. What they're going
to
do.
But let me repeat. Does anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Let the record show that no one else raised their hand. So that would conclude the testimony, gentlemen. As you know, planning and zoning has left the record open
for a traffic study
and deferred, so I recommend that you also do the same thing.
Leave the record open for traffic study.
Well, you could leave the record open generally until such time as they close the record, then we could decide if there's anything else we need.
I leave it up generally.
The record we left open, I need a motion.
Make a motion, we leave the record open till for written comments and for DLDOT's traffic study and any other pertinent information.
Which one, Mr.
Is that motion?
All six of them?
All six of them.
Does that motion include to defer?
Yeah, to defer on there, yes.
You got to read the numbers, George, in the record.
I got a motion from Mr. Cole, seconded by.
It has to include all six applications.
Rogers.
Read the numbers.
To leave the record open and defer on change of zone 1615, change of zone 1616, change of zone 1617. Changes on 1618, conditional use 1724, and conditional use 1725.
So moved.
I second that.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. I want to warn you all, be very careful going home. We have a winter advisory, and we've had a call that the roads are very treacherous. Be very careful. I need a motion to adjourn. Have a motion, second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.